This is side 9 of Through the Year with Pope Francis, Daily Reflections, edited by Kevin Cotter. Your reader is Anna McLean. Continuing on, page 256. September 1st, Washing Feet. Our Lord's lucid and all-understanding awareness, knowing that the Father had put everything into his hands, leads him to gird himself with a towel and wash the feet of his disciples. A deeper and higher vision does not lead to new insights, but to humble, specific, and concrete action. Only Love Can Save Us, First Regional Congress of Urban Ministry in Buenos Aires, August 25, 2011. Reflection. Does an increase in your faith cause you to love more? Does it give you a greater humility or pride? Perform a specific and concrete act of humility this week. September 2nd, Spiritual Combat. We must prepare ourselves for the spiritual combat. This is important. It is impossible to preach the gospel without this spiritual battle, a daily battle against sadness, against bitterness, against pessimism, a daily battle. Address, June 17, 2013. Reflection. What gives you sadness, bitterness, and pessimism? God knows your battle. Ask God for the strength to overcome these struggles with his joy. September 3rd, Pruning Our Language. There is no need to go to a psychiatrist to know that when people put someone else down, it is because they themselves are unable to develop and need to feel that the other is less important in order for them to feel that they count. But Jesus said, "Do not speak badly of others. Do not belittle them. Do not discredit them." It is not that we are wicked. We are weak and sinful. It is far easier to solve a situation with an insult, with slander, with mudslinging, rather than with kind words. As Jesus says, we must start by pruning our language a little, by cutting back a bit our comments about others or the explosions that lead us to insulting them and flaring up in anger. Homily, Domus Sancte Marte, June 13, 2013. Reflection. Where are you tempted to gossip and speak ill of others? What is it about yourself that makes you prone to this? Ask God to help you improve in these areas so that you don't feel a need to use unkind words. September 4th, Living Consistently. It's not so much about speaking, but rather speaking with our whole lives, living consistently, the very consistency of our lives. This consistency means living Christianity as an encounter with Jesus that brings me to others, not just as a social label. In terms of society, this is how we are. We are Christians closed in on ourselves. No, not this. Witness is what counts. Address, Vigil of Pentecost, with the Ecclesial Movements, May 18, 2013. Reflection. As Christians, we can often segment our lives. We are Christians on Sunday at church, but not in the office on Monday. We are Christians when we are with our immediate family, but not with our friends at a party. Where do you lack consistency? September 5th, Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. But one question remains. Where do we start? Whom do we ask to begin this work? Some people once asked Mother Teresa of Calcutta what needed to change in the church and which wall should they start with. They asked her, "Where is the starting point?" And she replied, "You and I are the starting point." This woman showed determination. She knew where to start, and today I make her words my own, and I say to you, shall we begin? Where? With you and me. Address, World Youth Day, July 27, 2013. Reflection. Ask yourself, if I must begin with myself, where exactly do I start? Open your heart so that Jesus may tell you where to start, and ask for the gift of determination to live it out. September 6th, He is the One Hero. The Gospel says that those 72 came back from their mission full of joy because they had experienced the power of Christ's name over evil. Jesus says it. To these disciples, he gives the power to defeat the evil one. But he adds, "Do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Luke chapter 10, verse 20. We should not boast as if we were the protagonist. There is only one protagonist. It is the Lord. The Lord's grace is the protagonist. He is the one hero. And our joy is just this, to be his disciples, his friends. Angelus Address, July 7, 2013. Reflection. Reflect on your life and the accomplishments that you have achieved in the last few years. Give God the glory for each one. Ask God for the strength to journey more closely with him. September 7. The Consumerist Model. The elderly are abandoned because of our selfish inability to accept their limitations, which reflect our own limitations. They are abandoned to the numerous pitfalls that must be overcome today to survive in a civilization that does not let them be active participants, have a voice, or serve as an example, because the consumerist model dictates that only youth has any use and only the youth can enjoy. These elderly people are the very ones who, in society as a whole, should be a fount of wisdom of our people. Only love can save us. Homily, May 25, 2012. Reflection. Where does our culture's consumerist model affect you? Ask God to recenter your perspective about yourself, others, and in particular, the elderly and the sick. September 8. Clouds of Indifference. We need to bring Christ to others through these joys and hopes. Like Mary, who brought Christ to the hearts of men and women, we need to pass through the clouds of indifference without losing our way. We need to descend into the darkest night without being overcome and disorientated. We need to listen to the dreams without being seduced. We need to share their disappointments without becoming despondent, to sympathize with those whose lives are falling apart without losing our own strength and identity. Pope Francis, Address to the Bishops of Brazil, July 27, 2013. This is the path. This is the challenge. Address, September 21, 2013. Reflection. To whom does Christ challenge you to go? How are you doing with this challenge? How can you find the Lord in this experience? September 9, the door of our lives. The new things of God, the trials of life, remaining steadfast in the Lord. Dear friends, let us open wide the door of our lives to the new things of God, which the Holy Spirit gives us. May he transform us, confirm us in our trials, strengthen our union with the Lord, our steadfastness in him. This is a true joy. So may it be. Homily, Holy Mass with the Rite of Confirmation, April 28, 2013. Reflection. What is God trying to tell you right now through your trials? How can you seek the Lord and draw closer to him during this time? September 10. Don't be robbed of hope. You know, it is easy to say don't lose hope, but to you all, those who have work and those who don't, I say, do not let yourself be robbed of hope. Do not let yourselves be robbed of hope. Perhaps hope is like embers under the ashes. Let us help each other with solidarity, blowing on the ashes to rekindle the flame. But hope carries us onward. That is not optimism. It is something else. However, hope does not belong to any one person. We all create hope. We must sustain hope in everyone, among all of you and among all of us who are far away. Hope is both yours and ours. It is something that belongs to everyone. Address, Meeting with Workers, September 22, 2013. Reflection. Do you know someone who needs hope and encouragement? Take time to pick up the phone and call this person. September 11. selfishness, and self-absorption. Jesus is the incarnation of the living God, the one who brings life amid so many deeds of death, amid sin, selfishness, and self-absorption. Jesus accepts, loves, uplifts, encourages, forgives, restores the ability to walk, gives back life. Homily, June 16, 2013. Reflection. With Jesus' example in mind, where is God calling you to encourage, forgive, and restore? Do you need God to encourage and restore you? Ask God to help you bring new life amid death, sin, and selfishness. Thinking that God is love does us so much good because it teaches us to love, to give ourselves to others as Jesus gave himself to us and walks with us. Jesus walks beside us on the road through life. Angelus Address, May 26, 2013. Reflection. Where can Jesus walk beside you this week? How can you walk beside him? How can you be his hands and feet? September 13. Jesus prefers sinners. Jesus does not exclude anyone. Some of you, perhaps, might say to me, "But Father, I am certainly excluded because I am a great sinner. I have done terrible things. I have done lots of them in my life." No, you are not excluded. Precisely for this reason, you are the favorite, because Jesus prefers sinners always in order to forgive them, to love them. Jesus is waiting for you to embrace you, to pardon you. Do not be afraid. He is waiting for you. Angelus Address, August 25th, 2013. Reflection. What stops you from embracing Jesus and receiving his embrace? September 14. What happens without the cross? Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. When we journey without the cross, when we build without the cross, when we profess Christ without the cross, we are not disciples of the Lord. We are worldly. We may be bishops, priests, cardinals, popes, but not disciples of the Lord. Homily, March 14, 2013. Reflection. Why is the cross essential to Christianity? Is the cross essential to your own life? Do you use it as a lens to understand your sufferings? Do you have gratitude to the Lord because of it? September 15, Complain to God, Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Lamenting to God is not a sin. A priest that I know once said to a woman who complained to God about her misfortunes, "Madam, that is a kind of prayer. Go ahead. The Lord feels and hears our lamentations." Job and Jeremiah. Also lamented by cursing, not the Lord, but the situation. There are many people who are in these situations of existential suffering. We must think about these people whose suffering is so great, without heart and without flesh. They must be an anxiety for me, my suffering brother, my suffering sister. Homily, Domus Sancte Martha, June 5, 2013. Reflection. First, tell God about your own sufferings. Second, ask for the grace to hear and help the sufferings of others. September 16, Unearthing Hidden Idols. I am sure none of us stands before a tree to worship it as an idol. None of us keeps statues to adore at home. But idolatry is subtle. We have our hidden idols, and the road through life to arrive at the kingdom of God entails unearthing hidden idols. Homily, Domus Sancte Martha, June 6, 2013. Reflection. What idols do you need to unearth on your journey to the kingdom of God? Pride, wealth, attention? What's one step or sacrifice you can make this week to separate yourself from your idols? September 17. Rebel against the culture. Today, there are those who say that marriage is out of fashion. Is it out of fashion? In a culture of relativism and the ephemeral, many preach the importance of enjoying the moment. They say that it is not worth making a lifelong commitment, making a definitive decision forever, because we do not know what tomorrow will bring. I ask you instead to be revolutionaries. I ask you to swim against the tide. Yes, I am asking you to rebel against this culture that sees everything as temporary and that ultimately believes you are incapable of responsibility, that believes you are incapable of true love. Address, World Youth Day, July 28, 2013. Reflection. What commitments have you made to your family, parish, vocation, and friends? Make a firm resolution to stick to the commitments regardless of the cost, and ask God for the strength to do so. September 18, Not an Enemy. My wish is that the dialogue between us should help to build bridges connecting all people in such a way that everyone can see in the other not an enemy, not a rival, but a brother or sister to be welcomed and embraced. Address, March 22, 2013. Reflection. Whom do you view as an enemy or rival? How can you change your attitude? What action can you take this week to help you view this individual as a brother or sister? September 19, Money. Money has to serve, not to rule. The Pope loves everyone, rich and poor alike, but the Pope has the duty, in Christ's name, to remind the rich to help the poor, to respect them, to promote them. Address, May 16, 2013. Reflection. When have you let the love of money overshadow your love of God? When have you let your love of God overshadow your love of money? Ask God to help you use your resources to serve others. September 20. The image of Christ and His church. The church is the bride. In the gospel, Jesus returns many times to the images of the wise virgins waiting for the bridegroom with burning lamps and the feast that the Father throws for the wedding of His Son. The Lord shows us that the relationship between Him and the church is matrimonial. This is the deepest reason why the church guards the sacrament of marriage, and it is called a great sacrament because it is precisely the image of the kind of union that Christ has with the church. Homily, Domus Sanctae Martha, September 6, 2013. Reflection. Throughout Scripture, God refers to His relationship with the people of God as matrimonial. In light of this, what is your love like for the Lord? Do you consider Him the love of your life? Have you made a lifelong commitment to Him? September 21. Profound War Against Evil. It is the firm and courageous decision to renounce evil and its enticements and to choose the good, ready to pay in person. This is following Christ. This is what taking up our cross means. This profound war against evil. What is the use of waging war, so many wars, if you aren't capable of waging this profound war against evil? It is pointless. It doesn't work. Angelus Address, September 8, 2013. Reflection. If someone witnessed your day-to-day life, would they witness a battle against evil? What courageous actions would they see? September 22. To give others a few blows. Gentleness is a somewhat forgotten virtue. Being gentle, making room for others. There are so many enemies of gentleness, aren't there? Starting with gossip. When people prefer to tell tales, to gossip about others, to give others a few blows, these are daily events that happen to everyone and to me too. They are temptations of the evil one who does not want the Spirit to create this gentleness in Christian communities. Homily, Domus Sanctae Martha, April 9, 2013. Reflection. Once we gossip, our words are out there, never to be collected again. Take some time to examine your conscience and recall the times you have spoken poorly of others. Resolve to root out this temptation of the evil one and grow in the virtue of gentleness. September 23. Jesus' voice is unique. Jesus wants to establish with his friends a relationship which mirrors his own relationship with the Father, a relationship of reciprocal belonging in full trust, in intimate communion. To express this profound understanding, this relationship of friendship, Jesus uses the image of the shepherd with his sheep. He calls them, and they recognize his voice. They respond to his call and follow him. This parable is very beautiful. Jesus' voice is unique. If we learn to distinguish it, he guides us on the path of life, a path that goes beyond even the abyss of death. Regina Kelly Address, April 14, 2013. Reflection. How do you hear the shepherd's voice? What other voices distract and deceive you in our world? In prayer, you can learn to distinguish the authentic voice of Jesus. September 24. Welcome his victory. Christ has fully triumphed over evil once and for all, but it is up to us, to the people of every epoch, to welcome this victory into our life and into the actual situations of history and society. Regina Kiley, Address, April 1, 2013. Reflection. In your trials, sufferings, and disappointments, remember Christ's victory. Invite the reality of Jesus' triumph into your life. September 25th. Grace. Of course, we must always have clearly in mind that we are justified. We are saved through grace, through an act of freely given love by God, who always goes before us. On our own, we can do nothing. Faith is, first of all, a gift we have received. But in order to bear fruit, God's grace always demands our openness to Him, our free and tangible response. General Audience, April 24, 2013. Reflection. What grace has God been offering to you lately? Where is He working and moving in your life? How can you open yourself up to this grace in your heart, with your thoughts, and in your actions? September 26. God never tires. Let us never tire. Let us not forget this word. God never, ever tires of forgiving us. Well, Father, what is the problem? Well, the problem is that we ourselves tire. We do not want to ask. We grow weary of asking for forgiveness. He never tires of forgiving, but at times we get tired of asking for forgiveness. Let us never tire. Let us never tire. He is the loving Father who always pardons, who has that heart of mercy for us all. And let us, too, learn to be merciful to everyone. Angelus Address, March 17, 2013. Reflection. Do you grow weary of asking for forgiveness and of confessing the same sins? Let's accept the Lord's continual forgiveness, and let's continually forgive those who repeatedly offend us. September 27. This is Providence. Jesus senses our problems. He senses our weaknesses. He senses our needs. Looking at those five loaves, Jesus thinks, this is providence. From the small amount, God can make it suffice for everyone. Jesus trusts in the Heavenly Father without reserve. He knows that for him, everything is possible. Angelus Address, June 2, 2013. Reflection. What are your weaknesses and needs? How do you think God is using these in His divine plan? Entrust your will to God's plan, however mysterious it may seem. September 28. Justice and the Spiral of Evil. If we live according to the law, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, we will never escape from the spiral of evil. The evil one is clever and deludes us into thinking that with our human justice we can save ourselves and save the world. In reality, only the justice of God can save us, and the justice of God is revealed in the cross. The cross is the judgment of God on us all and on this world. But how does God judge us? By giving His life for us. Here is the supreme act of justice that defeated the prince of this world once and for all. And the supreme act of justice is the supreme act of mercy. Jesus calls all to follow this path. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Luke chapter 6, verse 36. I now ask of you one thing. In silence, let's all think. Everyone think of a person with whom we are annoyed, with whom we are angry, someone we do not like. Let us think of that person, and in silence, at this moment, let us pray for this person, and let us become merciful with this person. Angelus Address, September 15, 2013. Reflection. Take some time in silence to act upon the Holy Father's request above. September 29. Who is like God? Feast of Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Michael, which means who is like God, is the champion of the primacy of God, of his transcendence and power. Michael fights to reestablish divine justice. He defends the people of God from their enemies, and above all from the arch enemy par excellence, the devil. And Saint Michael triumphs because in him it is God who acts. This Saint Michael sculpture reminds us, therefore, that evil is vanquished, the accuser is unmasked, his head is crushed, because salvation was fulfilled once and for all by the blood of Christ. Even if the devil is always trying to scratch the face of the archangel and the face of man, God is stronger. His is the victory, and his salvation is offered to every human being. Address, July 5, 2013. Reflection. Do you call upon Saint Michael to defend you in your battle against evil? And do you allow God to go before you in all you do, helping you to fight and to stand firm when you are in trouble? Make the choice to fight alongside him. September 30. Common Sanctity. I see the holiness in the patience of the people of God, a woman who is raising children, a man who works to bring home the bread, the sick, the elderly priests who have so many wounds, but have a smile on their faces because they serve the Lord, the sisters who work hard and live a hidden sanctity. This is for me the common sanctity. I often associate sanctity with patience, not only patience as hypomone, the New Testament Greek word, taking charge of the events and circumstances of life, but also as a constancy in going forward day by day. Interview with Pope Francis, America Magazine, September 30, 2013. Reflection. Where is God calling you to be patient? How can you look to the Lord to find hope, meaning, and strength in times of routine or hard work? Trust in God and allow him to move you forward. This is the end of side 9, continued on side 10.